Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Tufted Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, June the 5th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were July corn down a half cent, 608 and a half. December corn up a penny and three quarters, 543. And July wheat up 2.5 cents, 621 and a half. July beans up a penny and a half, 1354. And November beans up 2.25 cents at 1186. We had a kind of a choppy night overnight. We traded higher and lower several times during the night. Looks like somebody in the two-week forecast put in some more rains, maybe 0.2 inch to a half an inch to 0.75 inch locally. I don't see that as being a game changer, and it doesn't appear to be hitting Illinois or Indiana where we really need the rain. And the two-week forecast has been anything but reliable. So I don't know. You take it with a grain of salt. I mean, we're going to have some rains here and there, these spotty little rains, but until we see a major shift, I think it's going to be a problem for this market. Now, we expect the corn crop ratings to be down about 5% this afternoon on the crop progress reports. So I think we'll be supported overnight tonight. If we sell off here today because of this rain thing, I think it's a mistake. My guess is with the funds still short, they're going to be looking to buy corn and beans on any breaks out here. The Saudis came out and bought 624,000 metric tons of wheat. Doesn't look like the U.S. got any of the business. It was done at very cheap prices. And the Saudis also cut their oil production 1 million barrels a day. No other OPEC or OPEC Plus nation followed suit. Crude oil is currently up $2 a barrel, but it's about a buck and a half off its highs. So that may be it for the news on that. On Friday, we'll get the crop progress report and supply and demand. I would imagine there's still going to be a little bit negative out there with exports being cut, but they certainly, so far, they're way off on their corn yield out here. And I think ultimately that's pretty friendly. Export inspections this morning, shouldn't see anything too big out there, but overall, I think the pros will be looking to buy the breaks out here. The Russians came out and said they're very unlikely that there'll be any new grain deal when this one ends in mid-July. I don't think you can trust anything the Russians say, so we'll have to see how that boils out. But overall, I think the grains will be supported on the breaks, and there'll probably be some people willing to sell some of the rallies. We've had a pretty nice rally, pretty much across the board out here. So I think it's a little bit of a two-way street for the time being. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.